This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفسي لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Welcome everyone. Last class, inshallah. And the series is 8 weeks. It's 2 months since we started. Subhanallah, as if it is yesterday. I remember very well. But again, I will remind you what Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam remind us, which I love this every time I come to an end of something. عش ما شئت فإنك ميت. Live as long as you want. You're gonna die. أحبب من أحببت فإنك مفارقة. Love whomsoever you want to love. You will depart. You will depart for many reasons, but you will depart. And then the last one, and that's the whole thing. The whole message of this, اعمل ما شئت فإنك ملاقي. Do whatever you want to do, you will see it. It's not going to depart from us. You will see it. So always remember this. So alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, may Allah reward everyone. May Allah reward you all for coming. I have to say, it was really heartwarming. You absolutely exceeded my expectations. So may Allah reward you all, inshallah. May Allah make it for our, and in our good deeds, in our book, all of us, those who come, those who are online, and the people who, mashallah, may Allah reward them, worked hard on getting this to be a reality. And alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, if we learned one word, alhamdulillah, if you learned one word, and then through this word you learned, you changed one person, alhamdulillah. And remember this advice that Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam gave to Sayyidina Ali, and he said, يَهْدِ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرُ لَكَ مِنْ حُمَرِ النِّعَمِ. Allah guide through you, one person, guide through you is way better to you than you own a whole herd of red camels, which is close to millions of dollars these days. One person, and this person could be anyone, not necessarily the person you want to guide, because that's sometimes what happens. So we focus on that person, it's my children or my spouse or my friend or the person I love. That's maybe Allah doesn't want to use you for that person. Maybe he wants to use you for another person. So always be, and I will want to remind you of one of the best advices I was given, probably the first class when I started studying in Saudi. And she looked at us and she says, "Kuni mubaraka inama kunti." Be blessed wherever you are. Remember this word, be blessed. What does blessed mean? What does it mean? Mean wherever you are, there's gonna be khair comes out. Some goodness is gonna come out. And not necessarily always in deen. You change somebody, you know what I'm saying? Somebody feels down. And because you are there and you said nice words, reality, you remind them of Allah, or you become a blessed because you brought goodness. So wherever you are, always make this is your goal. It's not to impress people or so people will like me or love me. Who cares about these things? These are all things gonna go away. It's the most important thing that when you are there, you will bring fruit, if you want to use the word, and then people will miss you when you are not there. Let you be, and I always make this dua for myself. There's a verse in Surah Al-Dukhan. Allah said it about the Bani Israel, the children of Israel. Allah said it in a negative way, but that's how you learn. The positive is what I need to learn. The opposite is the positive. And he said, فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ. When Allah destroyed the people, the Bani Israel, the children of Israel, the sky did not shed tears on them. Meaning, it's a figure of speech, meaning they meant nothing for them. And there is people when they disappear, people shed tears, not because you love them. It's people you cried when you don't see them because they benefited you. You want to be that person. That's when you are not there, people miss you. because they miss the goodness that you bring with you. So always remember this, inshallah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again make us always, always a source of khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always open the door for learning. May Allah open our hearts to learn. And the most important thing, He opens our heart and body to practice. If you learn and you don't practice, that's a disaster. Because then Allah is going to ask me, well, what did you do with the knowledge I gave you? Let alone all of us. So let's continue. Who can tell me what were the obstacles? Well, let me just recap again. This is an 8-week series that I need to take and think. And subhanAllah, I did not plan it to finish on these blessed days. Allah is the best planner, subhanAllah. And then I need to know that I am going to, in a journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this blessed days reminds me of the journey. So it is from point A to point B. Point A is my life. Point B is when I'm going to be in front of Him. You always have to remind yourself of that meeting, that private interview, I call it. You know, have you ever had an interview before? Who has an interview before? Show me your hand. Right? How did you feel the night before? Oh, scared, right? Terrified, anxiety. Can we change it? I hope they call me and say it's next week. Right? We all did that, right? Doesn't matter, any interview. Now, this is a human being who's interviewing me and you, same as you are, right? And I always remind women, especially who are very uncomfortable if they are obvious Muslim. And I said, when you sit there, don't say anything to anybody. Just say to yourself, Allah is going to give you the job, not them. So imagine this is people, how we feel. How am I going to stand in front of Allah? يوم العرض الأكبر, the great exhibition. Each one of us, young and old. When I think of this, it's beyond my thinking. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. Every one of us going to be in front of Allah alone. It's a private moment. He's going to ask me every single thing. Don't ask me how. Because the Sahaba asked the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, how are we going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Each one of us. They asked him because it's beyond our thinking. What did he say? It's an amazing answer. He said, like He gives you sustenance, each one of you, you will see Him, each one of you. So how He will ask me, the same way He feeds me every single day. So be prepared for that. So this is my journey. I need to get ready. But as I said, this journey is not easy. This journey has a lot of obstacles. And the obstacles is part of it is what surrounds me. Part of it is me. Most of it is me. Most of it is me. And I don't know it's an obstacle. And I don't think of it. Because we are all very busy running around. We don't even have time to think. We don't even have time to eat. People eat on the go. So the obstacles, we said, number one was this life itself and all its beauty. All its beauty. And again, I say this again, you live in a beautiful state. There's a lot of distractions in it. Number two is people around you. So it's the thing and the people. Number two, people. And the people could be anyone in my life. And it also depends on your age. So when I am young, you know, I'm teenagers, usually my friends. You know, I get a little bit older, it's my colleagues. Then I get married, it's usually my husband or my spouse, my wife, my children. And then the community, the surroundings. So every one of us, your distraction of people is not mine and vice versa. But people are a huge distraction. That's why always the disease, the physicians, they call atabba al-qulub, the physicians of the heart, not cardiologists. They always tell you and they recommend you take time off alone. Alone, by yourself. Go on the beach, go for a walk. And go for a walk with nothing. Don't go with the phone. You're not alone. But this will help you. Then you come yourself. What is the other distraction? Is me, is my characters, is the arrogance in me. How dare she say this to me? Don't she know who I am? That's arrogance. And then, two, show off. I do to impress. I wait for the praise. Three, anger. Huge one, anger. Because all these makes me disobey Allah and makes me forget Allah. So it's an obstacle. I don't see Him. I don't want to please Him. I don't think of meeting Him. No, it's about people and me. So anger. Four, jealousy. MashaAllah. Fifth, I'm sorry? Can't hear you. I can't hear you, Habibi. Can you say it loudly? Right, so the tongue is two, so there is, what else we learned? Huh? Speak loud, for some reason I'm not hearing you today. What? Yeah, we said the attachment, so we said dunya and people. And then we said me kibar, right? And then show off, and then what about jealousy, right? And then we said the anger, and then two tongues. Two classes of tongue. Now we're going to come to the tongue issue. I'm going to summarize to you just points, what we learned last week, so you can bring your focus again. So what is this we said? The first problem in my tongue, and I'm going to keep saying it to me, and always learn this. Say it's you. Don't say somebody else. Don't say she. You. Then that means I'm perfect. And no one is perfect. So number one is speaking about things not of my concern. Majority of the talk. Number one. Number two, what did we say? Talking about obscenity, vile, things that is not appropriate. I saw a movie, enough, the problem of the sin of seeing a movie, no, that's not enough. I'll come in the morning and I talk about it. So double, and maybe triple, because then I'm gonna make somebody else likes it and go and see it. So I am the cause for that person to be weakened in sin. So that's number two. Number three, we said speaking in a way that it's too sophisticated to show off. So I use words nobody understand, right? And now I'm not talking about you're giving a speech where you need to be eloquent, but in general, so I was like, what did she say? What was this word mean? It's just to impress. So I was like, they don't know what I'm saying. So it all comes from the origin of most of the diseases of the tongue is arrogance. Arrogance, number one is arrogance. So I want to be better than people. It's something in us. And you know how you know this? Is when you get, I always say, when you are with people, get invited. What is the first thing you say? Who's dressed better than me? Who look prettier than me? I want to be the best. And that's because of fills my arrogance and also because of show off. So this is number three. Number four, too much joking, mocking people. I don't know if I said this last week, maybe not, Allah knows, is keeping secrets. You know what's the joke? If you want all the town to know something, tell that person, don't tell anybody. And then everybody will know it. So when someone tells you, don't say it, they are, it's a trust, it's an amana. Literally, it's a trust. Keep your covenants. So when someone looks at you and says, don't say it, I trust you, I need your opinion, don't go out and talk about it. So ifsha usur, they say. And then, including also lying, not keeping your words. I'll come tomorrow at 11. You have no intention of coming. That's not only lying, but you are not keeping your word. So the best way to what? Don't say it. Say, I'll do my best, inshallah. I don't think I can make it, but let's see. Allah can make things easy. Do it this way. Leave it open if you are not 100%. But if you say, you'll see me at 7, and you have no intention of going, then absolutely you're number one lying, and you are not going to keep your word. Then we're going to come to the backbiting. What did we say last week? What is backbiting? Anybody knows what is the definition of backbiting? Yes.
Backbiting is when you talk about someone else, even if it is good or bad, but talking behind someone's back.
Okay, so it's talking behind someone's back, but let's give you the definition. Is dhikruka akhaka bima yakrah idha balagha. This is 4 points. I'll translate. Mentioning someone, she or he, not present. Not present, that's the whole idea. They are not there. Even if they are here, but they are in the other room, and we are talking about her or him, that's backbiting. Bima yakrah, something he or she doesn't like. Idha balagha, when it reached, or when he hears what you said, or she hears what you said, they're gonna get upset. Then you backbite it. Is it clear? I know you're not gonna answer me today, because that's gonna be the toughest class. Because that's very common. It's a disease, it's a pandemic. It's more than the COVID. Between Muslims and non-Muslims. If you work in the real life, first thing in the morning when you come for the rounds, they tell you, what is the talk of the day? It's very natural for people, right? But for us Muslims, we need this reminder. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about backbiting? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, surat al-hujurat, the compartments or the rooms. They call it the surah, the chapter of etiquettes. The chapter of Islamic etiquettes. You wanna know what Muslims should do and don't do in their interaction with others? Is go and read surah al-hujurat, the compartments. And Allah said in the last page, the first ayah, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ishtanibu kathira min al-dhan. Number one. Oh, you who believe, you and me, anytime you hear in the Quran or read in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amin, oh who you believe, or oh believer, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud used to say, Ar'iha sam'ak, meaning what Allah is going to be saying, you need to listen. You know when you look at somebody and you say, listen to what I'm going to tell you? What does that mean? And you want the person to really listen to you, and you say, what, tell me. I was like, no, pay real attention. That's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. It's a nida, it's a call. He didn't call, there's another call, Ya ayyuhal nas, Ya bani Israel. There's other calls in the Quran, O people, O children of Israel. But when he says, Ya ayyuhal nas, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, this is you and me. Listen very well. Number one, it's all orders. Orders in the Quran mean it's an obligation. If you do it, you'll be rewarded. If you don't do it, you'll be punished. And if the order don't do, the same thing. Don't do it, and I don't do it, I'll be rewarded. Don't do it, and I do it, I will be punished. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, all believers, you and me. Allah is looking at you and me, we are believers. Alhamdulillah. Ijtanibu kathira min al-dhan. Stay away from much suspicion. I know why she said that. I can tell you what she's thinking. That's all suspicion. Ijtanibu. Ijtanibu, Allah used it for alcohol. Fajtanibu. When he says fajtanibu, don't get even close to it. It's not to only stay away from it. Don't get close to it or to anything that will make you think of it. Kathira min al-dhan. Don't, most of the suspicion. Inna ba'da al-dhanni ithm. Some of suspicion is a sin. So that's one. And then, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُ, don't spy. We talked about that. Don't spy. Look at the phone. Even if it's your children, let alone your husband or your wife. Don't. And then, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا, do not backbite each other. And this is one of the few orders in the Quran that Allah followed it by an example, an ugly example. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرَيْتُمُ. Do you love, do you like to eat the flesh of a dead person? And Allah immediately answered, which is very few times he answered, فَكَرَيْتُمُ, you don't like it, you hate it. Meaning, why do you do it? Why didn't you do it? And just before I forget, Rasul ﷺ was in a janazah, going to the graveyard to bury a deceased person. And then they buried him, and then they came back. And he heard two of the Sahaba saying something negative about the deceased. He didn't say anything. He walked, right? And then he looked at the side of the road. There was a dead animal, a dead goat. He looked at both of them and he said, go and eat from it. And Rasulullah said, and the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, dead. And he said, you already ate. You already ate. What is the beauty? Fajtanibu. Don't do it. So backbiting is a major sin. That's something really we all need to bring back to our life. What is a major sin? Give me an example other than this one. Major. Exactly. Fornication. Having marital relation, having an intimate relation outside marriage. Whoa. Right? Backbiting is the same. What other major sin? Killing. Major sin. Stealing. Major sin. I'm lying, major sin. I'm sorry, you said something? Being hypocrite. Well, that's definitely, that's يخرج من الملة, shirk. Major sins. Think of your life, things that you can't, eating pork, drinking blood, alcohol. All these are major sins. You say, if I ask you, do you drink alcohol, what are you going to do? What are you going to look at me and say, who do you think I am? Right? It's an insult for a Muslim woman, practicing Muslim and practicing Muslim men, that what do you think of me, right? It's the same. Backbiting is the same. And look how common, right? So it's a major sin. That's not something we really all need to learn. It's a major sin. Mentioning anyone when they are not present in something they don't like. خلاص, done. And the Rasul was asked, what about if it's true? Because we all say that. What about if it's true? She is mean. Well, guess what? She is mean. Is that backbiting? There's either yes, no, or I don't know. Alhamdulillah, you all know it. Absolutely, yes. قال يا رسول الله, he was asked, ما الغيبة? What is backbiting? He said, ذكرك أخيك ما يكره, بما يكره. You mention your brother or sister something they don't like. He said, يا رسول الله, أرأيت إن كان فيه? It's true. قال ذلك غيب, فقد اغتبت. You have backbitten him. And if it is not true, that's a slander. What is a slander? Punishment. You know what slander? Slander is you accuse someone in their own honor. And the punishment for it is 80 lashes in public. It's in Surah An-Nur. Read your Quran. It's in the first page of Surah An-Nur. Buhtan. If I say something about somebody and it is not true, then that's buhtan. I need to be slashed in public. Is that clear? I hope so. And whether you mention the way they look, the way they act, the way they speak, anything in them that is not pleasant. And how often is this? What about, I didn't say it, but I was there. I didn't say it. I don't. I'm usually very quiet. But I was there. And they are talking. You're so quiet today. I don't know what is going on. I think it's the subject. Right? So I didn't even open my mouth. I was quiet all the gathering. But they were backbiting. And there is the first question I got was about this subject. So the person who's listening to the backbiting, is he or she accountable? I want to hear it. Yes. Absolutely, yes. Sharikun fi. He's a partner or she's a partner. So what should I do? And this often happens, not the usual, one of the toughest time. I don't know if you have any older person in your family. Maybe it could be your grandma or your mom. And then you come and sit with them and they don't like somebody in the family and the whole sitting is talking about that person. So what do? If you are in that gathering and people are backbiting, you have three options. There's no fourth. Bismillah. Number one, before, don't go to the easy one. Number one, defend that person. Defend that person, right? No, I don't think so. I haven't seen this. Oh, maybe you don't know them well. My experience is completely different. You defended them. Two, I can't do this. They continued. Praise them. Praise them. I'm sorry, praise them is change the subject. That's easier. Change the subject. They're talking backbiting and you're there and he says, oh, did you hear? Say something. an incident, something happened, change the subject. Third, if you cannot do these two, then you leave. I always say this, go and do the longest wudu in your life. Now, if you're a gathering, it's like, excuse me, I need to go to the bathroom. Go and stay there. Or go to the kitchen and help the lady. Just move away. Because as long as you are there, then you are part of it. And Rasulullah said this hadith, it's a very nice hadith, hadith on Hassan actually. It says, من حمى مؤمنا من منافق يعيبه. Whomsoever defended someone from a hypocrite who is picking up on him or her. Look what will happen on the Day of Judgment. Whomsoever defended somebody from a hypocrite who is picking on him or her, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the Day of Judgment, will send an angel to protect his or her skin from the hellfire. Because this is a principle in this deen, the beautiful deen we have, is they always tell you, al-jaza'u min jinsi al-amal, the reward or the punishment is very much similar to what we are doing. So it's the same. So I protected somebody's back, Allah will send an angel to protect me. And how much I need an angel there. So protect people, defend them. Or if you don't like that person, you know what? Just leave. If you can't defend them, just leave. But definitely don't be part of it. Now the most important question, why do we backbite? Why? Bismillah. It's five causes. Think of it. So nobody in this room, mashallah, tabarakallah, all this room is angels, are angels, and they've never done it before. They've never been in a gathering where people back. So why do we backbite?
To make myself look better.
Exactly. To make myself look better indirectly. So I put her down, and I am indirectly praising myself. And this comes from arrogance. So usually I say something negative about, especially when you say, A'udhu billah. May Allah protect us. You're indirectly praising yourself. Two. So number one is, I want to praise myself. Number two. Yes. We're going to come to this later, playing the victim. Okay, but there's more important. Anyone? What happens when you're angry? Nothing, mashallah. You all learn the class and no one is saying any word. You all go and do wudu. And if you're standing, you'll be sitting, right? You all are laughing. Anger is the biggest one. When you get upset, you start saying things, especially when you get upset with someone. When you get upset with someone, and you immediately you pick up the phone on your friend, or you pick up the phone on your sister, right? And I say, I need to vent. And the vent is all backbiting, from A to Z. A to Z. So anger is number two. Number three. To fit in with people, it's especially for the youth, to fit in, right? So they are talking about somebody, you come and you want to be their friends, you want to be with them. So you start talking, oh yeah, I know, oh yeah, this is nothing, you don't know what. And even good number of times, it leads to lying. It's not real. So to fit in with people, I want to be like them. So whatever they're doing, I'm going to be doing it. Number four, jealousy. Jealousy. When you are jealous from someone, the best way is to put them down. The best way to put them down is actually to backbite them. Because you're talking negative about them. So we have jealousy. Look at the same obstacles. One lead to another one. So we have jealousy. We have anger. We have to elevate myself, which basically is arrogance. And to fit in. Why? Attachment to people, to impress people, show off. Four, five, and everybody saying this one. Like, I didn't mean it, I was joking. And my answer to myself, I'm sorry, you said it. You said it. Once it comes out, I'm going to be asked about it. I say this to myself. Yep. Oh, and وَأَخَذُ بِمَا نَقُولُونَ. Remember last week? When Sayyidina Mu'adh asked Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, we're going to be asked about what we say? What did he say to him? What did he say to him? Remember last week? What did he say to him? He said, ثَكَلَتْكَ أُمُّكَ يَا مُعَادْ. May your mother mourn you. What else will put the people on their faces in the hellfire other than the harvest of their tongue? Anything comes out, that is it, it's written. The only way that, what is written to be changed is to do more good deeds. اتبع السيء الحسنة تمحوها. Follow a bad deed with a good deed, it will be removed and elevated. So think of yourself. It's very hard. It's one of the hardest things. Sometimes it's even hard to tell people that you are backbiting because they all be on your head. What did we say? Nothing. We didn't mean it. Oh, it's true. I mean, you hear all these excuses. Yes.
Just out of curiosity, do you personally think that backbiting can be acceptable in some situations?
It's coming. Yes, there is five where backbiting is allowed, but with limitation. But definitely it is, absolutely. We're coming in. So how, what do I do? Now we'll come to the treatment. I always say this. So we now know the problem. We know the disease. I have a headache. So what do? Go sleep or take Tylenol, make long dua, do ruqya, right? I say to my patients, unless I know what is the problem, I can't help you. So now I know the problem. The problem is called backbiting. Is it a major problem or a minor problem? Major huge or major lesser huge? Huge, right? With so many U's, right? Huge. What do I do? I'm sorry? Well, we're going to come to how I make it up for the person. I'm saying now, what do I do for me not to backbite? Then I will say, well, I already did it. What should I do? But now let's say, I know I am going to a gathering. I am going out for a walk with friends. Somebody is going to call me. And I am so worried now I learned that I am going to backbite. What should I do? Number one, remember this? I hope if you remember nothing, just remember this. What is this? The lens, which lens? Lens of Allah. Everything has to go through it. If you remember Allah, that's the taqwa that we all talk about. That's what is taqwa? The word we all know very well, and we throw it right and left. It's a shield from the anger of Allah. So if I remember him, I shielded myself from his anger, meaning I'm not going to speak. And this is why we all have a responsibility. Because when I remind you, then I'm reminding you of Allah. I'm not reminding you of the person. I'm reminding you what are you doing to yourself in front of Allah. So be grateful when someone tells you, don't do it. This is backbiting. قيل وقال, she said to he said. So number one, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best way of not, yani it will never fail. Never fail. Which is very difficult to do. Stay quiet. Don't talk. The more quiet you are, the less possibility you will backbite. So as-samt, they say, remember Allah. And then remember, this is something you have to remind yourself before you leave. What is the sequence of it? And remember the dead flesh. Remember the hadith I just shared with you, the dead flesh. Change the subject. Talk about something good. If you talk about something good, then it's not going to be backbiting. Something good. And stay away from the people who their natural habit, their habit is backbiting. Don't be with them because you will be like them. They will influence me and you. And be always with the people who are source of khair. What are the excuses? They said concessions for backbiting. Bismillah. Now I want to hear from you. There is concessions. There's times where it is allowed. Bismillah. Marriage, of course, everybody's going to be happy. What does marriage mean? So every marriage, then half of the society are backbiting, because all of them are. So what do you mean by marriage? You're right, but you need to explain it. What? So it is not only marriage. When someone asks you for recommendation, you need a handyman, you need an electrician, you need a physician, you need anything, including there is a proposal for your son or for your daughter, or you are asking, you are the one who's being proposed to, and you are asking someone. So, and I'm going to give you them, and then I have to put limits to this, because that's not an open ticket. It's not an open invitation, say whatever you want to say. And I'll give you an example. Remind me of the example if I forget, because it was about marriage. So number one is recommendation. Someone is asking you, how was your painter? And the painter did a lousy job, right? So then you're going to say, I will not hire him again. The message is very clear. So number one, recommendation. Number two, yes.
Bring them together again.
No. Why do you backbite them?
So you would say, I have good.
That's excuse for lying. That's an excuse for lying. But what is another excuse for backbiting? A concession is not an excuse, it's a concession. You're allowed to. Yes.
Maybe when you're trying to warn someone of a
exactly.
personality.
Yes. Warning someone, which comes with the recommendation. You warn somebody from something. Like, for example, you see two friends, and you know that friend is really bad influence on that person, or they are literally, really planning something to hurt them. You know it, you see it, but you know, when we are inside the things, we don't see it. Then yes, you go and say it, because you are protecting that person. And but you really have to always ask yourself, why are you saying it? And I'm going to come to the, yani, the limits on what we say. So number one is recommendation. Number two is protection. Number three, I'm sorry? Complaining to a judge, complaining to the lawyer, right? And that's where the marriage comes in, right? So you have somebody who transgressed against you, whether in marriage, whether in business, whether in anything, right? Somebody transgressed you, and they are not there. They take your affidavit, as they say. Then they're going to tell you what happened. And you're going to say, this is what happened. So in case of a madlama, they call, when somebody did injustice for you, that's number three. Number four. This is the same thing, oppression. Four. Okay, we'll put this just on the side, remind me. But there's one more important one, because people think it is backbiting, and it is not backbiting at all. You're defending yourself. I can't hear you, Arula. Yeah, who would? Advice. This is what it is. Advice from somebody else. Identifying somebody. So let's say they're in the room, and I was saying there's a three Sarahs in the room, and somebody's telling me, which Sarah? I said, I don't know her name, her last name, but the short one, or the tall one, right? Or the one who walks with a special walk. I am not backbiting her. I'm identifying her. Did you see that? And your language, the way you say it, and your face will witness in what's the intention. Is it you are identifying that person, or you are actually putting them down? Oh, the short one. Versus, you know, the one that's not very tall? So it's the way. So identifying someone, number one. Number one is to change an evil. To change an evil. You say it, and don't be scared. SubhanAllah, these the concessions I gave you, we rarely do it, because we are so scared. But we do everything else. Am I correct? SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. Alhamdulillah, Allah reminded me. This was, I was there actually. This was two shiuch, and I was in that gathering. And the woman came in to ask the sheikh about a man proposal. And he wanted to tell her something negative about that man. And look what he said. He said, he comes from a country that the people of the country very well known for their temper. What is he saying? The man has a temper. But look at the way. I learned my lesson. This is like 20 years ago. So it is how you say it and what is your intention. Don't volunteer information negative and put people down. That's absolutely backbiting. Wait, they ask you, unless you are warning them, you see it, you're warning them, you see it, then you do it. But now let's get to the parameters. The minimum needed information. Yani literally, ittaqullah. I always remind myself, may Allah forgive me, I am not angel. Ittaqillah fiha is you say it with the minimum required information that serves the purpose. Not on and on. That's why I told you anger is one of the biggest reasons. Because once we are angry, we're going to keep talking and talking. Have you seen a woman upset with her husband? Or upset with her child? It's way too much, beyond the limit. The last one, that there is no backbiting, they say, al-mujahiru bil-ma'asiyah, the person who's fasiq, the person who's openly disobey Allah. Openly disobey Allah, then you're not backbiting them. Openly disobey Allah, then you are not backbiting them. And that's actually also, if they are openly disobeying Allah, you need to warn the people. You don't want the people to be with them and friend them. So let's cap it. What are the concessions? Number one, injustice. I go to the lawyer, I am in a court, and someone, let's say it's my neighbor, and they really hurted me on and on and on. So what is the issue? Instead of saying, well, they open the window, they look, and we go on, and I say, they don't respect my privacy. The message has been delivered, right? They're very loud in the night. The minimum that will serve the purpose. So injustice, change in evil, seek legal ruling. This is for marriage. When a woman comes to me, I say, I want a divorce. I was like, why do you want a divorce? Well, we need to hear. Well, divorce is halal, but it's not the most beloved things to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And but it's allowed. What is it? Is there a ground? Is there a ground for it? So she will take her opinion. Should I seek divorce? Should I seek divorce? And say, what is the issue? And then you keep, literally look at it this way. Keep her in the balance. Keep her, exactly like that. Like when a baby is walking, and you know the baby will fall, you go back. Have you seen that? Like the parents walk behind the baby and hold him or her so they don't fall? Same way. It was like, okay, we don't need to go more in this. What else? So seeking legal, warn against evil, identification, and an open sinner. Somebody who disobey Allah publicly. They put their pictures on social media with all the disobedience of Allah. Khalas. Now, I did it. What should I do? Done. It's in the book. What should I do? Think of two things. Number one, I have violated the right of Allah, number one. And I have violated the right of the person himself or herself. So there's two here. When we sin, there's sins between me and Allah, and there's sins between me and Allah and a human being. Remember the three books I shared with you? You don't remember. Irvine woman, have not very good memory. Right. I'll remind you. That's okay. Because you don't write. If you don't write, you will not learn. أولو العلم التدوين, they tell you. The first step in learning is writing. And number two, memorizing, repetition, practicing, then teaching. We all jump to teaching. So writing, you have to write. You have to write and read your writing. or if it's in the book, read in the book. Remember the hadith of Sayyidah Aisha reported that we're going to have three books or three chapters? Do you remember now or no? Maybe I didn't say it in here. Did I? Okay, alhamdulillah. Please forgive me. I teach all over, so I don't know where I said it. It's probably in the other class. So Sayyidah Aisha says that Ad-Dawawinu inda Allahi thalatha. The books with Allah, me, when I go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when you will be each one of us. There will be three chapters in the book, or there will be three books. One chapter, Allah does not care about whatsoever. One chapter, Allah will never forgive. And one chapter, Allah will not leave any detail in it. Memorize this. One chapter, Allah does not care about. You'll be so surprised when you know this. First one, He doesn't care. Meaning, He can forgive it all. Second, nothing will be left from it. Meaning, every single detail. Third, will never forgive. So let's start with the will never forgive, which you should all know. Shirk. Associating God with Allah. Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. Allah does not forgive. Period. Period. We always use this when we dictate in medical reports. Period. Meaning, full stop. It's not going to change. He never forgive. Never forgive. Which one He will care less about? Can't forget, can't forgive it all. You know, you'll be so surprised. حقوق الله, the rights of Allah. Salah, the siyam. Yeah, I know. That's why I'm looking at your faces. What? Yeah. He can absolutely forgive it. حقوق الله, things that's only between me and Allah. Only between me and Him. There's no human being in between. He can absolutely forgive it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ. And Allah can forgive anything He wants. The one that He will not leave a single detail of it. حقوق العباد. The rights of people. So when I backbite, I have violated both. The haqq of Allah that He can forgive, but the haqq of the person, that's the problem. لا يغفر لا يترك منه شيء. So what should I do now? The problem is there already. Literally, this is the worst class I have seen. You're so with me, but you're so shy to speak. Can we finish this and then I'll get the question? So what should I do? I backbited. I said something negative about you. What should I do? Think of it this way and you will never forget. Bi-idhnillah. Number one, the right of Allah. So I need to do what? Ask Allah for forgiveness and tawbah. Alhamdulillah. Ask Allah for forgiveness and ask Allah to help you not to do it again. Because the problem with backbiting, it's not a one-time incident. It's continuously. So number one, with Allah, Ya Allah, please forgive me, help me, zip it, help me not to speak, move away from me, people who make backbiting beautiful and make me weaker. Now come to the problem. Come to the problem of that person. Allah will not forgive unless He will not forgive the right of that person unless that person forgive his right. So what should I do? Yeah, we're in big trouble. Huge. Huge one, I'm telling you. So what should we do? So here you go. Three options. Three options. If you can, and put a lot of if you can ask forgiveness from that person, do it. Do it. And sometimes the forgiveness is general to make it less an issue. Please forgive me if I have said or done anything that hurt you. Alhamdulillah. And if she looked at you and says, don't worry. Don't worry. Nothing in my heart against you, Ya Rabbi, lak alhamd. So ask first. If you think by asking it's going to create even more problems, then don't open your mouth. What should you do? Make dua for that person in their absence. Same way. We talked about them negative. In their absence, I am going to make a dua for them in their absence. Make this dua, especially for Friday. Jum'ah in Arafah, that Ya Allah, whomsoever I have hurted, I have violated their rights, I have backbiten them, Ya Allah, and I make a dua that I make it for myself all the time. Same. So you make a dua for them. Third, defend them and praise them in public. Because you backbite them, you spoke negative about them in public, you praise them in public. So praise them, defend them, make dua for them, praise them and defend them, make a dua for them, and ask for forgiveness. And this is why, in case you wonder, when we talk about istighfar all the time, we say, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, in one gathering, the Sahaba counted 70 times he asked Allah for forgiveness. And in another narration, 100 times. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, because we don't know, who remember what I said this morning? Do you remember? Last week? What about last year? But it's all written. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. He or she does not utter a word, قَوْلٍ, saying, إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Allah said this in Surah Qaf. They have رَقِيبًا عَتِيدٌ. And they say this is the names of the angel or their description, رَقِيب, observer, وَعَتِيد, mighty. The رَقِيب is on the right and the mighty is on the left. So let's start this. See, this is blessed days. This is Ayyamun Mubarakah. As you are making dua for yourself, making dua for your parents, making dua for your children, make a dua for the ummah. For the ummah of Islam, that Allah bring us back to the where that we were, to give dignity to this ummah, to give victory to this ummah, and to change the Muslims. Number one, change me before I think of anybody. And make dua, Ya Allah, anyone in my life, I violated them. Violated their right, even if they violated mine. It's not an excuse. It's not an excuse. If they backbitten me, I go and backbite them. Then we are equal. What is the difference? It's a sin and it's a sin. Right? You know this hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? Al-qatil wal-maqtul fil-nar. The one who killed and the one who was killed, both are in Jahannam. Do you know that hadith? They said, Ya Rasulullah, the one who killed, okay, obvious, he killed. But why the one who was killed is in Jahannam? He said, because if he was not killed, he would have killed. You know what I call Islam? Islam is a deen of prevention. It's not a deen of treatment. We focus a lot on the treatment. We don't focus on the prevention. Prevention. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make your tongue, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the verse of Surah An-Nisa, لَا خِيرَ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّن نَجْوَاهُمْ. There is not goodness in majority of what they say. This is in the Quran. إِلَّا, except, three things. Three things. إِلَّا مَنْ أَمَرَ بِصَدَقَةٍ. Who enjoin sadaqah, charity. Charity, not necessarily only money. Charity. Help people to give, to be a giver, to volunteer, to do things for others. إِلَّا مَنْ أَمَرَ بِصَدَقَةٍ أَوْ مَعْرُوفٍ. Something good that is well known. أَوْ إِصْلَاحٍ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Or you say things to bring people together, closer. That's the only three things in saying. Everything else is not خير. If you know what sometimes I say to myself? I wish I can record myself. Literally. Record myself when I'm speaking, not when I'm speaking, giving lectures, in general, with people. And I need to listen to it because the Raqib has already written. And see it and hear it. And see how many of what I said, I wish I did not say it. I wish I can change it. And the answer is, we can't. Once it's out, it is out. The last, but very quickly, because we're almost at time, is what is namima? An-namam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it's in the Quran. Hammazim masha'in binamim. An-namima, there is no word to translate in English, is when you hear someone saying something about somebody, you go and tell that person. You don't know what she said about you. When you say the name. So let's say Fatima met Sarah. And Fatima said to Sarah something negative, backbiting about Khadija. Then Sarah goes to Khadija and says, you don't know what Fatima said about you. That's namima. And this is worse, actually. Why? Worse than backbiting. Allah described them in Surah Al-Qalam, hammazin mashaa'in binamim. He walks with namima, and his face is all about backbiting. He doesn't say things, but his face put people down. Why this is worse? Because you're creating hatred between people. Imagine you come and tell me you said something about it. When I see you, what is going to be in my heart? What is going to be in your heart? I mean, I'm not an angel. I'm going to be affected. So if you want to warn someone from somebody, don't mention the name. Say the people close to you, some people that you trust very well, be careful. Be careful. And so again, when you want to warn, use the best words, the best way, the best form, inshallah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we finished. Wa lillahi alhamd, on time, I'm so happy. Jazakumullahu khairan, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk, sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa ashabi tasliman kathira. Couple of announcements from us. This is the last one, wa lillahi alhamd wal minna. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the best 10 days, gives you the best Arafah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all meet next year, ya Rabbi Ameen, there. Ya Rabbi Ameen. May Allah give you the best, most beautiful Eid. And it's inshallah Saturday. Each one of you, without exception, I hope Rahma Santa will not be unhappy with me. You need to attend Salatul Eid. Salatul Eid is sunnah mu'akkadah for the woman, including those who are menstruating. The exception he made it is for Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, all of you go out, including those who are during menstruation or bleeding after childbirth, but let them be in the back. So if you are coming here for the salah, those of you who, or the women who are during that time, they be in the back and they listen to the khutbah. So make sure you attend. Alhamdulillah, you have a lot of masajid, they're making it many times, all the masajid are making it more than once. So attend the khutbah. Eid is a day of celebration. There's sunnah in the Eid. Of this Eid. Who knows what is the sunnah of this Eid? Of course, takbirat. Usually when you drive, you come from a way and you go back in another way. That's how he did, alayhi salatu wasalam. So follow, resuscitate the sunnah of Rasul, alayhi salatu wasalam. So you drive, alhamdulillah, there's always different ways. Drive one way and go back in another way. You eat after the salah, not before the salah. In the Eid of Ramadan, you eat before the salah. But this one, you eat after the salah. If you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed you to make the udhiyah, the qurbani, the sacrifice, you need to eat from it, part of it. And enjoy it. The day of Eid is a day of celebration. But it's not a day of disobedience to Allah. Please, when you come to the masjid, I have to say this, because you are a beautiful community. When you come to the masjid, know this is the house of Allah. Dress what pleases Allah, even if it is Eid. It's extremely important. I say this to myself. If I get invited to a dignitary place and they say it is black tie, do you go with your jeans? No. Why? Why? It's a requirement. So when I come to the house of Allah, it's Eid. Celebrate. I should, because that's what He wants me to do. But celebrate in the way that pleases Him. Come dress modestly. And I have to say it because Allah knows when I will meet you again. Don't put perfume in the masjid. There is absolutely a hadith about that. Clear one. Don't perfume yourself and come to the masjid. Dress modestly. Cover. Don't show your beauty. If you are not yet, inshallah, Allah will all of you. Not yet, Allah blessed you with covering your hair. Cover it in the masjid. You have to come in the masjid with this awe and see what Allah will give you. Wallah alladhi alam, when you enter and you have this awe, what you feel in your salah, what you see is very different. And woman changes. This is how I see it. Woman who changed society. And I'm not bragging, I am not a feminist, but I've seen it. Because if you change, your children changes. And that's how society changes. So I don't want to say ittaqillah because people take it in a think it's a harsh way, but do it in a way. Put Allah in front of you before you leave that day, your home. Come into the masjid and ask yourself one question. I do this all the time. Are you happy with me, Allah? I don't care what other people say. And if you hear it yes, then come to the masjid. And also the interaction. Interaction with each other. The khutbah, don't speak. Khutbah is part of the salah. The problem with the salatul eid is the khutbah is after. And very common. The moment you said assalamu alaikum, everybody start talking. Salah, the khutbah is part of the salah. You chopped it. You know what I am saying? Yani, do the best. And then afterward, enjoy it. It's Eid. Absolutely. Enjoy. Ifrahi. And have fun. Again, in the way that please Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us life to live to that day and then do everything in that day that pleases Allah. This is our last class. So I definitely have to make this statement. May Allah reward everyone in Rahmah Center for trusting me personally and Jannah Institute to teach the women of the community. May Allah reward everyone who made it very easy. And I am definitely the president of Rahmah Center. May Allah reward Brother Isa. You all have seen him, helped a lot in everything. May Allah reward Sister Gabby in the back, always greeting you. I know she carries the masks also, but she has to. And also she had a bottle of water for you. So may Allah reward them. Look at this beautiful place. Be grateful to the ni'mah of Allah by number one coming, by doing things that pleases Allah inside it, and you see the barakah comes out of this place. Last but not the least, those of you who are fasting, may Allah reward again Rahmah Center. There is dates and water they arranged for us, inshallah. Am I right, Brother Isa? In the break room in the back. And this is beautiful because, and learn this, iftar sa'im. When you make whether food or a date, it doesn't matter. Because the hadith says, even if it's a sip of water, you prepared for a person who's fasting, even if you are not, you will get the reward of his fasting without anything less of his reward to himself or herself. So may Allah reward. Again, next week we will have no class. The week after, inshallah, we will be in ICOI. And we will be doing mother and daughter the 19th of July. Then we'll take a break because I'm not going to be in town. In August, we'll start another series, inshallah. You will get the announcement where it's going to be and the time and date and everything. It's going to be about Muslims. What do we believe? What do we believe? Because these days and age, everything is... Allah, it's so confusing. May Allah help you. Allah, I look at the youth and I say, may Allah help you. Any question? I'm sure there is. Can I start with the most beautiful young lady called Yasmin? Yes. Yes, I'm talking. I'm going to say it back again so everybody can hear it. So yes, I'm talking about backbiting. Uh-huh. So I can't talk about somebody to tease them? Like what, Yasmin? No, in front of them, say whatever you want to say. If you have the courage, say it. But my advice, don't do it because that's going to create more problems. Don't go to somebody who says, you are mean. That's not nice. But don't say it behind their back, because that's also not. I can't hear you. To the person in front of their face, you are weird. What do you think? Should we say it or not? So Yasmin, say maybe. Anybody? Can I say, look at him, says, you're weird? What did the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the first advice I shared with you, قُلْ خَيْرًا وَلَّا فَصْمُتْ, say good or stay quiet. It's telling you you're weird. Is a good thing? خلص. Alhamdulillah, may Allah teach us all. Any question? Yes, sister, you had a question. If we can put, I'm sorry, but if there's questions online, please put it on the screen also. So we have, yeah. Yes. So if you heard someone ask for forgiveness, always. If that person, not going to make a lot of dua and charity for them. If that person is not alive, there's still you can do. They need a lot of good deeds. So make dua for them, do charity on their behalf. What else you can do? What else? Like if I die, please make sure do dua, go hajj for me, go for umrah, give charity, please do. I'll be very happy. Don't worry about asking my forgiveness. Do it after I die. Yeah, because the people in the person die cannot, or she or he cannot anymore do any good deeds. Yes, yes. So about marriage backbiting? Yes. Yeah. So somebody, so the woman comes to me, right, and she says, I want to get a divorce. Yeah. Why do you want to get a divorce? And she starts talking nonstop about her husband. That's a lot of, she said, for example, you can say it in one word, not gentle. Not gentle. Versus he does this and that and this. So minimum that serves the purpose. Any other question? Yes, go ahead, absolutely.
Before you had mentioned that there's like three books, and there's one that Allah doesn't forgive, and that's
shirk.
Not shirk, I'm sorry, but one like, black, but you know, almost like ibadah. Do you mean hukuk al-ibad, do you mean like other Muslims or anybody?
Hukuk al-ibad usually are Muslims to start with, but also Allah does not give me the permission to hurt the non-Muslims at all, at all. But especially, it's more emphasized on the Muslim. But definitely, like my neighbor, Muslim or non-Muslim is my neighbor. Period. I have, and I always say this to myself: I have no right to hurt anyone. Have I done it? Of course. Do we all do it? Yes. But he did not allow me. I have violated his. That's why I violated his right. Question: are you still rewarded for reciting the Kalima Tawheed? I'm just going to put it on the screen. Are you still rewarded for reciting the kalima al-tawheed, yani la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la, when entering an Islamic market, or is that for non-Islamic market, for any market? When Sayyidina Abu Huraira and Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, they were both Muslim Sahabi companion, when they entered the market, of course it's a Muslim market. The reason in the market, because people get distracted. Because you look at it to sell, how much can I buy it? Let me try it. Who thinks of Allah? You are in the mall. Yani, unless, mashallah, tabarakallah. So, yes, in a market in Muslim or in non Muslim. Okay, any other question? Yes. Can you? Okay, so that's a good question. So somebody, I went for an intern, let's say a friend, she says a friend, and I come home and mom says, how was your friend? Well, I have nothing good to say about them. What should I say? That's a very good question, actually. What should I say? I'm sorry? I can't hear you.
Just say that, I have nothing good to say about them.
Oh. What I have been saying for an hour. What should you say? It's a very good question, actually. May Allah reward you. What should I say? Alhamdulillah. Learn something they call the ta'arid or ma'arid. It's a very well-known Islamic concept where you answer indirectly. Right? So there was one very pious man, and he likes to be alone. So people knock on the door to ask him questions on his house. So he tells the member of his family, tell them, ask for him in the masjid. Did you get it? Ask for him in the atlubuhu fil masjid, meaning, he didn't say I'm not in the house. He said, if you want him, ask for him in the masjid. He didn't say, I'm not in the house. He's not lying. So learn how to say things indirectly. Indirectly. Alhamdulillah. Now, the problem, you know where? Well, somebody doesn't accept Alhamdulillah. Right? And it's like, so what does that mean? Now I'm in big trouble. Right? They were okay. How about that? They were okay. Okay is a nice word? Or it's a backbiting? It's okay. Neutral. So always try a neutral way if the general did not work. Yes. Okay, what do you do? Let me put this. Talking about politics. Now, talking about politics, this is on the line question. Any civilization and blaming any country does fall in the category of backbiting? Who said, of course not? So you talk about the president, is not? Doesn't fall under mentioning a person who is not there in their absence, except what? Exactly. If it's something public, they don't speak well. They speak vulgar language, right? Public knowledge, you see, you're right? But more and more, and this is why talking about politics, you know, you always wonder, everybody talks about it, what is going to change? Nothing, exactly. Half of the people who talks politics don't go and vote. What is the point? The only way you change things is by actions, right? Or they don't pick up the phone on their senators or their congress people and then and bring their concerns. So politics, that was an answer. There's another one. A question. Is wearing headphones to block out backbiting? What a question. My mother gets mad at me. I can't see it. This is really annoying. This is annoying to people because people look at it as lack of respect. When you do this, look at it so you can feel it when you are talking and I do this. What do you feel? What do you feel? You get so upset. I do this, you're talking. You're talking to me and I do this. So I know there's a three ways. Somebody is backbiting, change the subject. Defend the person who they are backbiting or leave. Just say, I'm sorry, mom, I have to go and do something. Or if it is your mom, change them. Mom, this is backbiting. Don't worry. Wallah, and they will not say it in front of you again. Believe me, I tried it. It worked. It worked. Wallah, it does. It does. Just the first time, say, Ya Allah, please make me say it. Make me say it in a nice way. And alhamdulillah. But again, with the people you know, not with everybody. That's going to be hard. What advice to give for a new Muslim? Allah. Any new Muslim in the crowd? New Muslim? Anybody? Okay. What do you give for the new Muslim? Advice? First thing I say, I don't know if you've heard it from me. You're lucky. The new Muslims, I'm jealous. Ghibta. Because you are now as your mother gave birth to you. You don't have any baggage. Like I have, and we have, all of us. That's number one. And number two, to the new Muslims, learn Islam, not from Muslims, how they act and behave, from the sources. Three, be patient. It's not easy. We are born Muslim, and we know how much we are struggling, right? Let alone a new Muslim. Four, take it step by step. Don't go 500 miles an hour. And that usually happens with the new Muslims and us when we learn the deen. We start going so quickly and we think everybody is wrong and we are the right people. And that's not how he did it, alayhi salatu wasalam. He did it very gently, very gently. And the most important thing I found personally is the company. Who do you spend your time with? People affect people. Allah said it to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. وَلَا تُطِعْ مَنْ أَخْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا Don't obey and follow and befriend somebody who's heedless about our remembrance. And for my Muslim sisters, make sure you have a new Muslim friend. They will make you much stronger. Literally, they will make you feel like this. I had one of my friends, subhanAllah, she moved to Chicago. I was like, just invite me, we'll breakfast together just to learn from her. Sunnah in practice. I was like, Ya Allah, in practice. Everything she learned, she practiced. SubhanAllah. What if someone have wronged you badly and you are talking about that at his or her back? What is the name of this? I'm sorry, my beautiful alimat deen, it's backbiting. It doesn't change. It's harder, but it doesn't change at all. Someone hurt you, you know who you go and talk to? Yes. Talk to the Sami'u al-Alim. Go and talk to Allah. Ya Allah, I'm extremely hurt. Ya Allah, they violated me. Ya Rabbi, this is getting very difficult on me. Allah alladhi allahu. If you say it with your heart, you don't know what He will do to you. Subhanallah. Yes. Yes.
So even if you don't mention a person's name?
If you don't mention a person's name, it's not a ghibah. It's not a backbiting. If you said somebody did this to me, that somebody could be anybody. That's not backbiting, is when you mention the person's name. So that's why I always say, don't mention names. Let's not be a backbiting. Right? We went in a gathering. They did. She did. Okay, she did, but don't mention a name. Yes. I'm sorry? If they can identify by what you are saying, then it's a backbiting indirectly. You know, she always, you know how we are. Don't do it. Allah knows. And you don't want to eat the flesh of a dead person. Yes. But you mentioned their name. So talking about their action, but you mentioned their name. Backbite. Absolutely. Rula. Say it again, I heard part of it. So public figure in the community. May Allah reward you. May Allah reward and protect everyone in the public eye. Because literally you are putting yourself and your honor and your family to charity. And people, the easiest thing is to talk. Now you have to remember, people who call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shuyukh, sheikhat, teachers, they are human being. They are human being. So they go through tough life, they go through marriage problem, their children not the best, they are human being. Sayyidina Nuh's son is kafir, Sayyidina Ibrahim's father is kafir, right? They go through something. What is the most common thing they go through? Is their personal life. First question, is that your business? Did they ask for your opinion? Then why are you talking about it? So now, this falls under so many obstacles. Backbiting, publicly, namima, talking. Three, talking about none of your business. Four, you're talking about something which is not halal, not allowed, let alone if it is private life. The only time you are allowed if they did it publicly. In fact, you need to warn people. If they did something public, well known, you've seen it, or there is an investigation, the investigation proved it, then you need to warn people, but also in the minimum details. But you go and talk about people and person, let alone if it's a she or a he or their children. Come on, Yanas. Ittaqullah. This is what I say, Yanas, ittaqullah. Everybody had their shortcomings. And especially in the community, Ya Allah, Allah ya'een. Wallah, I always say, Allah ya'een shuyukh. May Allah protect the shuyukh of the community. Because they are like an easy target. And everybody thinks they know. And everybody know better than them. Well, you go and be a sheikh then. And you can be an imam. Any other question? Yes. Yes. Say it again. You're showing a picture of?
Well, it doesn't matter what it is of, right? Like it could just be, I'm not going to say like that person got a brand new bag that cost $400, but I can just show you a picture of it and you can deduce for yourself without me actually saying anything about that person.
I'm sorry, I cannot hear you well. Yes.
Okay. Or for instance, like I'm showing a picture of someone.
You're showing a picture of someone.
They got a new house, a new bag.
Okay.
Why are you showing the picture?
Well, That's the most important question. Niyyah, remember what we said, intention. Why are you showing? You're showing, say, MashaAllah, Tabarakallah, so happy for her. Alhamdulillah, after 10 years, you know how long she has been looking, let's say, for a house? Alhamdulillah, Allah blessed her with a house. Look at the beauty. Alhamdulillah. Versus, and I don't want to say it. Niyyah, your intention. What is cooking in your heart? Do you remember the word I said last week? Tongue is a spoon of the heart. What is cooking in there? And second, do I really have to do that? Is it going to make me blessed wherever I am? Is it going to serve a purpose? Is it going to make this earth better? Is it going to make this life better? Why am I doing it? This is why I always tell people, don't post on social media your life. Don't. People, and think of people, I always feel so unhappy when I see people inviting people and they're putting all the dinner table on public. Why? These people starving. Starving. There is people who love to have. That's where jealousy, you're literally asking people to be jealous of you. Be private or post what will make people better human beings. Otherwise, don't. This is one of the diseases of this day and age, is this social media with no boundaries. No boundaries. SubhanAllah. I think there was... there's a question. Yeah. What do you do when you find out someone had talked about you? Ah, what a good question is this. And the questioner title, teach me. So someone come and say, okay, so somebody came, I think it was Al-Hasan al-Basri, it's in the book, and they said, someone said this about you. And he said, the shaitan didn't find a better person to send. Stop that person. It's going to hurt, that's for sure. Ask Allah to clear your heart. Immediately I ask myself, am I like that person? Is it true? Don't defend yourself. Don't defend yourself. Is it true? Am I really arrogant? And then you go and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show you. Show me. Basirni bi'ayyub nafsi. This is one of the beautiful dua. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show you your shortcomings. You're not perfect. Nobody is perfect. And then think of good intention of that person. She gifted me my shortcoming. How am I going to change? If I think I'm perfect, how am I going to change? But don't be that person who delivered the message. Don't. Especially youth. Don't do that. And by the way, when you talk about your teacher in front of your mother, that's backbiting. Yep. I didn't say Jasmine. I'm saying in general. Question. Is writing in, this is beautiful questions today, subhanAllah. Is writing a journal about someone without naming them considered backbiting? No, because you did not name them. Very good question. Very nice question, actually. What is the first step to guarding your tongue? Stay quiet. A lot of dhikr. A lot of istighfar. And good company. So often we just say things automatically, even good things. How do we start to guard our tongue? Fast. The more you fast, the more you have control over yourself. When you feel you want to talk, don't talk. Remember I said this last week. إذا أعجبك الكلام فاصمت. When you want to speak, stay quiet. And when you have no desire to speak, speak. Because you're going to speak little. Little. So, yeah, this we put that. Yes.
I want to ask you, how you mentioned, don't be the person to deliver because then it would be like Nemeema.
Yes. So don't be the person who deliver what other people said about you to that person. Uh-huh.
But what if it's someone that you know who's being done wrong behind their back and it's like they trust the other person?
Yeah, that's warning. So this is somebody who... Let's say two friends, right? This friend, really trust this friend. You are the third person, and you know this friend that is very well trusted is really hurting them. You see it, right? But you know, sometimes when we are in, we don't see it. You go and warn them. That falls under warning, but do it with the minimum. with the minimum. I will be very careful from the people around me. Some people who you really trust, and look at the people you trust, you really have to be very careful. If the harm is major, I will say it. If the harm is major, like I know they will end up doing something really haram, I will say it. I'll say be careful, but don't over. Be careful of that person. Mention they are not your best friends and leave it. Not a lot of details and you warn. I think we need to stop because Maghrib is another 5 minutes, am I correct? So everybody who's fasting or not fasting is okay too. I think, right, if they are not fasting, they also can go. It's in there, there is a iftar. Don't forget dua at the time when you break your fast is mustajab. It's actually the time, the whole time is mustajab, but specifically when you are about to and as you are breaking the fast. Jazakumullah khair, lovely seeing you, meeting you all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us love each other for his sake. Inshallah, we'll meet you soon, bi'idhnillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.